Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Believe in SDSU Basketball here on the Believe Podcast Network. It's a place with a show for every team in San Diego and more. We believe in our teams. Do you believe? This episode, we're going to catch up on a few of the events going on in the world of college basketball, see what impact that has, if any, for San Diego State. So without further ado, here we go. And we are recording this on a Sunday night. I hope everybody is safe and well. I hope everybody's had some time to take for themselves. Definitely in the last week or two, I've definitely felt a much bigger need to kind of tune out here and there. I'm finding a lot more time is needed just to sort of get your mind away from everything and calm it down, whether it's through your Netflix or reading or meditation, whatever it is. It's definitely need to carve out that time. So please do so if you haven't. But we're going to go on and talk about a couple of news events and how that impacts the college basketball world. First and foremost, it's the current string of protests around Black Lives Matter, and we are seeing a lot of professional athletes speaking up, but we're also starting to see a lot of college basketball coaches speaking up in support for the Black Lives Matter movement, which overall has been very positive and it's been great, and I think it's more people need to do that. The question I have when it comes to college basketball is how this factors into elements such as recruiting or other questions that a recruit might have for a particular university. You know, if there's a much greater push to have more Black athletic directors and people on the coaching staff across the country, which, by the way, I think it should be. That's without debate at this point. The question is just sort of how this greater awareness impacts recruitment. And if you're around my age and, you know, you consider your college years long, long, long gone, you know, you have an idea of what recruiting is like based on certain stories, you know, maybe a 30 for 30 documentary. And a lot of it has to do with just sort of convincing the recruit how much fun or how beneficial going to a particular university is going to be. Now, I wonder, because there's this greater knowledge and awareness of the recruitment process and of the impact that a college star could have on the school, is this going to change? Is a potential recruit, you know, going to ask you why everybody on the coaching staff is white, or why the athletic director hasn't come out and supported, you know, racial injustice and police reform, and why a lot of these colleges and universities seem to either be silent or give some very generic answer, which, I mean, I guess that's another episode for another day, but you kind of get to understand why they're being like that. But I'm just curious on how this impacts the college basketball world. Because on top of this, on top of everything that's going on, Oklahoma State received a one-year ban from the NCAA from any postseason play based on the recent events in the news of the arrest of former associate head coach Lamont Evans, who persuaded players not just from Oklahoma State, but I think the last university. I'm going to look that up right now. Basically, to persuade persuade athletes to the direction of certain financial managers and agents. And that's obviously very illegal. And because of that, Oklahoma State received a one-year ban. The university is alleging that they had nothing to do with it and wasn't aware, which is just your typical PR answer for a school. I think it's a load of BS because, you know, I feel like if you're not aware, then you're just being negligent to the situation. And so you're taking these events and the willingness of former college stars these days that are more willing to pass down their knowledge and their experience to up-and-coming recruits. And you see that everywhere, you know, with the rise of social media and with everything going to the internet, you're able to see a lot more camps, a lot more, you know, off-season training between high school and college stars and current NBA players and former NBA players, which stands to make it a little bit tougher for universities, I feel like, moving on out, you know. And you throw in the news about Zion Williamson's case and the lawsuit he's facing against Prime Sports Marketing, and the recent news about 3 days ago that the court granted, temporarily at least, Zion's attempt to prevent him from answering questions in court about the improper, whether or not he had received improper benefits from a marketing agency. But if this happens, if this goes through and he has to sort of divulge exactly what's happened under oath, the NCAA is facing a lot of pressure on what they've been doing. And I feel like, you know, a lot of people can speak on what their experience was and what's been happening, but we've been afforded the ability to sort of hide behind a veil because it wasn't necessarily made public or jotted as like a statement of record. Sorry for the car alarm in the back. But, you know, with all that being said, as these news events progress, you know, we'll definitely keep an eye out to see how this unfolds, because things like that is huge. You're already having a pressure of people wanting athletes to get paid for their likeness, which obviously has been the most logical answer for the last however many years, and colleges just refuse to, or the NCAA just refuses to acknowledge it. So you're adding from that the one of the consequences, I guess, or a better word would say one of the effects of the Black Lives Matter movement and the protests and police brutality and racial injustice at this moment is weighing on the up and come next generation, that it's on, you know, that they can not, what am I trying to say? That they can learn from all the bad that's happening and have an opportunity to reverse and change history. So you already have, you know, a top recruit like Mike Williams, who I think is just a sophomore, you know, publicly tweeting, maybe I'll just go to an HBCU, which would be great. But I guess what I'm saying is with that, I wouldn't be surprised if you see other underclassmen or maybe a couple years after them, you know, maybe kids that are in middle school now kind of witnessing it all, exploring options based on societal impact much more for them than it was for any previous recruit. I hope I'm making sense. I feel like part of me is just blabbering, but I digress. And you have that, you have the potential for a rising star like Zion to have to, under oath, explain exactly what he received at Duke. And there's already those rumors, you know, if you just like look up basketball Twitter or previous articles about potentially what Coach K has been doing, and that would be a huge landmark event if that happened. You have Oklahoma State and other colleges getting in trouble, claiming innocence, but ultimately getting the punishment for having these employees and coaching staff or people on their coaching staff just directing these kids for their own personal gain. So it's a tough time for the NCAA. It's not a good look right now. To be honest, I don't know if I have the utmost faith that they'll turn it around in a public or in a positive way. But you kind of have to hold out hope. I mean, what other choice do we have? You know, if we were going to be pessimistic, then it's already over. So we have to give this a chance and see how the NCAA responds, see how these colleges and universities respond. So that's just primarily what I wanted to talk about today. I'm still kind of finding it a little rough to talk about anything outside of what's going on in this country right now. But hopefully this has helped provide at least some sort of a break, to just sort of relax and calm, end the week in a calm way. Or if you listen to this on Monday, start the week nice and slow. Yeah, I hope everybody's okay. I hope everybody's safe. It's just kind of hard to say all this stuff. If you like the podcast, please feel free to drop a rating on iTunes. You know, we're available wherever podcasts can be found. Stay safe, and until next time, go Aztecs.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.